Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, reaching every country in the world. Well, did you all survive? Let me plug in Edith. She's going to give us our update on what's happening in New York. Hi there, Edith.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. I will segue you in just a moment or two.
Okay.
Just wanted to talk about, did you all survive Halloween? I have to tell you, the doorbell, they knocked on our door. Well, the Silver Fox said he came in from, I don't know, taking out garbage or whatever. And he said, Kathy, there are about 15 of them that are going to come in as a group. I want you to know I would have adopted all of them. They were darling, all ages. Now, the little boy standing in front of the whole group was so excited. He said, did you see that mask in the back? He's going to push a button, and blood is going to come all over his mask. And he couldn't contain himself. He said, did you see it? Did you see it? And I'm handing out candy and sugar-free. And I said, yes, I did. He said, you know what? I have to tell you, it's not real blood. It's just red coloring. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you, I had more fun in the 5 minutes answering the door. And then they all said, oh, wait a minute. You have to give us more. We have brothers and sisters. And I thought, here, take the whole thing. What do I care? So it was a little respite from listening to the news, listening to the devastation, listening to that Sandy Sandrushka in Croatian, in my nationality. Sandy is Sandrushka. So I will refer to her during the entire show. And, of course, you know, tomorrow we will finish up our coverage. I noticed in the paper today that Sandrushka did not get top billing, not in our area. It was designated to the 14th page. But in the Chicago Tribune, I don't know what's happening. A sitter charged in killings. A 5-year-old girl and the suspect's young son stabbed to death in a Naperville home, plus the 2 puppy dogs. And she is a Polish caretaker, babysitter, killed the little girl that she had been asked to babysit and killed her own son. She gave various explanations for what happened, including hearing demonic voices that led her to stab the children to death. It's beyond a tragedy. It's beyond a tragedy. So I stand corrected. Chicago Tribune, I'm telling all of you, in my 9/11, I'm looking at devastation that has left me speechless. And that's difficult to do to me, speechless. Homes sit in ruins at the edge of a bridge in Montoluca, I don't know, did I pronounce that right, Edith? New Jersey. Wrecked by flooding from Sandy, Sandrushka, the devastating storm that hit the coast Monday. And Obama said, we are here for you. He and Christie, the Republican governor, they toured the storm-stricken New Jersey. What can you do for them? What on earth are you going to do? Half of Hoboken, New Jersey, was covered with a stew of river water, sewage, and oil. Roughly 20,000 people were stranded in the flood, but warned to stay put because of live wires in Little Union Beach. where a flood surge pulverized some houses. The principal of the local elementary school said it couldn't reopen for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, look at the hospitals. I had all of that information yesterday, but we didn't get to it. These people who worked in the dark, the nurses, the doctors, the orderlies, to evacuate the newborns and the people that were on oxygen generated, and the generators failed. Sandrushka related deaths. I don't see how and when they're going to recover. Sidebar, an amusement park in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, is inundated by waves Wednesday, 2 days after being destroyed by 1,000-mile-wide Superstorm Sandrushka. Now, her related deaths, after killing dozens in the Carib, the massive storm is being blamed for the deaths of 64 people in the U.S. and Canada, many of whom were killed by falling trees or branches. Did any of you see the video yesterday on World News where Mother Earth uprooted this massive, massive ancient tree? It was surreal. It was something from Space Wars, from the dark side. Now, 30 people as of Wednesday, 30 people were killed in New York, 20 of them in New York City. And the captain of the HMS Bounty, a tall ship that's sailing 125 miles off the southeast coast of Hatteras, H-A-T-T-E-R-A-S, North Carolina, is still missing. Toronto, North Carolina, Virginia, Connecticut, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and the Jersey Shore, severely damaged. President Obama viewed the aftermath of Sandrushka with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Wednesday. Damage can be seen all along the East Coast, but the New Jersey Shore sustained much more than most. And both men have insisted that Sandy Scope has made politics immaterial. I like the spirit of Christie. He said he didn't give a damn about Election Day and had bigger fish to fry. But Wednesday had unmistakable political undertones, and it's less than a week before the presidential election. So Christie went on. So tell me, you know, Edith, I don't know, is it me? Now this is what Christie said. Now I'm new at this. I really don't want to be political, but I'm always drawn into it. I cannot thank the president enough, Christie said, of the president's pledge to provide support until the Northeast rebuilds. Christie said, I know he means it. Wouldn't anyone with a conscience say that? Wouldn't anyone with true passion and empathy say that? By the way, what did you expect him to say? Even if it weren't election, anyone in their right mind that had an ounce of passion would say, we're there for you. Now, as of Wednesday, the death toll went up to 63. The new victims added to the storms grimly included a state legislative candidate in West Virginia who was killed during a blizzard, apparently by a falling tree. You don't mess around. You just do not mess around with Mother Nature. And this is what Mayor Michael Bloomberg. I don't know. I'm quoting him. Golly gee, He didn't say that. The best we can do for those who die is to make sure the city recovers. Huh? Is it me? That makes absolutely no sense at all. The best we can do. Oh, well, now let me see. On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, this is the best we could do, and who the hell cares? The family that have lost these people, they don't care about the city recovering. They're in mourning. They're grief-stricken. Oh, Blueberg, get a life. Now, how to help? Again, oh, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy. I take full responsibility for all of my comments. I'm pro-choice on everything. I am firmly steadfast in my belief and in my comments. And you know what? What you think of me or my comments doesn't make any difference to me at all, because I walk the walk and I talk the talk. Now they say, here's how to help. Have a little problem. Remember the tsunami? Billions of dollars were sent to the stricken area. And it's not recovered. Gee, the money got sidetracked. I wondered what happened. Did you ever read about? Why don't you go online and find out what the president of the American Red Cross makes a year? So they say, now, it's your choice. It's your choice. But none of them are going to get it from me. I will find a way to help. I'm helping through the radio shows that the American Red Cross, shelter, food, emotional support, and other assistance will be provided to donate visit. I want to know how much of my dollar that I've donated is going to the cause and not in the pocket of a president, vice president, the powers to be. Do they really, the money with the tsunami, these people, where was it? It wasn't in Trinidad. Edith, do you remember where the tsunami was?
At the moment, I'm not thinking about it.
Okay. And now, and so many others. Now, Salvation Army. Donors can also contribute $10 by texting the word STORM to 80888. I want to know how much of that money is going to the people that need it. United Way, individuals can dial 211 to get connected to volunteer opportunities and human services. Feeding America. But I want to make sure that the right people are being fed. You see, we all work very hard for our money. We've earned it the old-fashioned way. We work for it. And I'm not about to line the pockets of any top executive getting six figures at all other perks. Feeding America, Chicago-based hunger relief organization, is providing food, water, and other supplies. To donate, call 800-910-5524. And AmeriCares, America Medicine, other supplies provided to donate, call 800-486-HELP, H-E-L-P. Lower Manhattan, from Wall Street to 34th Street, remained without power. Dark water, flood water, sat stagnant in miles of century-old subway tunnels. Slowly, New Yorkers are plugging back in. People crowd Wednesday into the ATM area of a bank in Manhattan to charge their phones and laptops. Amid massive damage, life continues on, if haltingly. How? What can you do to these grief-stricken families that have lost everything? And now a big concern is the sewage, which is germ-infected and toxic. And this is what one of the riders, I don't know, limited subway service and some commuter rail service linking New York City to Long Island in Westchester County was to start Wednesday evening. I don't know, is it safe? It was welcome news for some. Why are you going into these areas? You know, this is another sidebar. When I was watching the news and the update, what are these people doing on these roads? They could be creating havoc for the people that are there, that the firefighters and the policemen and the people in the hospitals to save lives. What the hell are you doing driving in a car in New York? It was welcome news for subway riders. I don't have the patience to sit on the bus, said Marie, as she made her way to work on the far western edge of Brooklyn from the East Flatbush section. What is usually an hour commute by subway had taken more than 2 hours by bus. Oh, the poor thing, and she wasn't there yet. I know going home will be a lot worse. Oh, poor thing, how dare she? You're listening to Live with Kathy. Storm was one for the books. Let me just read you this before I give you my contact information. And today we have Edith Nam on again, who's going to bring us up to date, this remarkable woman. Top three storm surges. Kings Point, New York, 12.5 feet above normal. The Battery, New York, 9 feet above. New Haven, 9 feet. Highest snow amounts, can you believe this? 26 inches in Maryland, 24 in West Virginia, 13 in Pennsylvania. Highest wind gusts, 94 miles per hour in Eaton's Neck, New York, 88 in Montclair, 86 in Westerly, Rhode Island. Highest rainfall, 9.57 inches, Oceana, Virginia Beach. 8.23 in Maryland, 5.57 Atlantic City, and the top recorded wave, are you ready? 39.67 feet at a buoy in the open Atlantic, 240 miles west of Bermuda. You know, I love to sail. I become a different person when I'm on board. I would say to all of you right now, don't sail. Stay home. Make a difference. Call. Volunteer. Do something to help these people that have literally lost everything. And you know what? This is, I can't figure this out. As the city recuperated enough to get a clearer look at the damage, the extent and the capriciousness of the destruction became clear. Some neighborhoods appeared barely touched. People walked dogs past open coffee shops and delis. Children scampered in Halloween costumes and pubs drew in customers with special. Hurricane rum punch, get blown away, read the offer outside one Brooklyn bar. Less than 3 miles away, in the neighborhood of Red Hook, the smell of diesel fuel wafted down the main drag as droning generators powered pumps with churning inky water out of flooded basements. At least 22 people in the city and others in the suburbs were dead. And yet, some areas were unscathed. All right, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Email Kathy Studio, CATHI Studio, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on my site, www.kathywatson.com, and click on all of the buttons. And you know about the books, you know about that, but you know, I have to tell you something. I'm just looking out, and oh, there's this beautiful pond, man-made, in our village. And when we have a rainstorm, and it does come up and overflow onto the street, everyone's hysterical. We don't flood. They're hysterical. And if we wake up in the morning and we can't see across the pond because of the fog, everyone is hysterical. Methinks that many of you have to sit down in gratitude and give thanks that you aren't part of Sandrushka. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The show is archived. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on the date. In this entire week, Edith has been gracious enough to say, yes, it shall be my pleasure to call in and give you an update. So, Edith, you're on. What's happening?
What's happening? The sun is shining. That's a positive. However, there are many, many changes that are slowly taking place and haven't taken place yet, and there is no time specified as to when it will. You mentioned the Halloween. Well, in this part, and fortunately, my block, I haven't really gone out of the house to check it, but seems to be pretty much intact. There wasn't one doorbell, one time that the doorbell rang. There was no evidence that it was celebrating Halloween. There were talks about advising parents as to whether it was really safe, because if there are power lines on the sidewalks that haven't been cleared, it is dangerous to be walking on it. Therefore, it's not really recommended that much doorbell ringing and trick-or-treating be taken. So it was very, very quiet here. Well, today, well, let me say, yesterday, the oldest hospital in the city, Bellevue Hospital, was busy evacuating 700 patients. They had to be evacuated floor by floor, step by step, because there was no power. Yes, they had a generator. The generators did not hold up. Therefore, it was the task to evacuate 700. There are massive backups in traffic. There is now a restriction that any car, and this is investigated at checkpoints, any car that is venturing into the city that is not an emergency area purpose is restricted. You must have three or more passengers. Otherwise, you're not permitted to get onto any kind of bridge to gain access to the city. Those checkpoints are very carefully observed. There are some streets that were yesterday impassable. They are improved somewhat. Stores, food stores that have made an attempt to open up, found that they had as much as 5 feet of floods in their businesses. What did that mean? They still have no power. The equipment was destroyed. Who knows when the next supply of the food is coming in? So everything and the equipment has to be replaced. Well, there's a time frame. When, how, and so on. So that is providing a lot of problems. One of the sewage disposal system, I think related to Nassau, is experiencing a breakdown of their equipment, that is sending terrible smells into the apartments of buildings close by. And they're warned, try and flush as little as you can, as seldom as you can. Don't turn on your water unnecessarily. There is no time limit that's given to that as well. So that people are walking around looking and feeling and acting as if they're zombies, and I'm not using that word. I got that word from one of the reports. Another big problem is gas for the cars. Many, many, many gas stations are closed. I just heard that there are practically no gas stations open in the Bronx. So people are lining up for hours hoping that they will have access to some gas for their car. So there's a limit, cash only and no more than $30. Well, you figure out how far is $30 worth of gas if you're spending your time standing online and then you are heading back wherever you want to go to and you have massive traffic people waiting in line, your car is moving, it's on, you're using up gas. It's like, well, it's a very dismal kind of
picture. Edith, do you wonder? I don't think they have a brain cell working. They're waiting in line to get gas, yeah, to get them home, and they're out of gas. What are they doing out on the road? Where are they going?
Are they
insane?
No, they're just not functioning. They're not functioning, and that's what I wanted to talk about. As to how we can, what can we do, each individual? Because another questionable decision to be made. I understand there is a marathon that is scheduled for Sunday in Staten Island. Staten Island has suffered a lot of damage and devastation. And people from interested in the marathon are coming from all over. There's a decision to be made as to whether it should be canceled or it should be continued. And you stop to say, how are people going to get there?
What would you do, Edith?
What would I do? One word in 1 second. You cancel it.
Of course.
Because you need people to devote their time and their energies as they are 24/7 in trying to maintain some kind of improvement in power. You don't take people away from that to monitor the people that are involved in a marathon. How are you going to get them there? How are you going to be responsible for what's going on? I mean, to me, it's no question. One word, cancel and continue working on what you are set to do to restore power. That's your main objective, and that's where you've got to be focused. But, of course, I'm not making decisions.
All right, now, Edith, I want to back up. I'm more concerned about the sewage. I'm more concerned about the germ, the toxicity that's going to be released.
Right. That's right.
I'm concerned about toilets backing up.
Right.
Now, I don't know. What do they do? Let's just take a subway, and it's flooded.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get the water out, and where does the water go?
Very good question. They're working on these generated equipment where it's going into the streets, it's going into the rivers.
Yuck.
But people are volunteering as well, and they are subjecting themselves to health hazards because of all the germ-infected water and contamination. But they're doing it. What are they doing? They're trying to boot up as high as they can with the boots and how they're handling. Yes, it is of great, great, great concern. That's only one facet of it.
Now imagine, I listened yesterday. We very rarely have TV on much before late afternoon, but I was interested in what was happening. One guy was talking about going back to his house, and it's 7 feet of water, under
right,
seven
right,
feet
right.
of water.
Yes.
Now, what do you do? Can you imagine the germs, the slime?
Yes.
Everything's
yes.
destroyed. And then Edith walked down a couple of blocks, and the neighborhood is unscathed. Why? How did that happen?
Well, I think right now what we have to focus on, because even if it's unscathed, people are still suffering from being stressed out. It is so pervasive. It is so contagious. And this is what I would like to focus on, is what can each individual do? I want to provide the words that will help them specifically relate to each individual's ability to survive and to thrive, because we actually only have the power to change our own thoughts and actions, and we have the power to change our relationship with food and how we choose to react to people, events, and situations. And at this point, I think I would like to bring to the attention of all your listeners to hear the words that I am recommending. Focusing in on what is emotional stress, focusing in on the feelings that we're all experiencing in
Edith,
various
Edith,
intensity.
Is it in the book? Is it in the book, Change to a Positive Mindset?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, what page?
I don't have the exact page. I don't have the book right in front of me. It is focusing in on emotional stress, because we have to understand how can we handle anger and sadness, depression, and anxiety.
Okay, and those of you that have the book, wait a minute now. I've got it right in front of me, and I believe Edith... And you are so right. Words are so powerful. But they must be, it's a mantra. It's over and over and over and over. The food mood connection, the chemical emotional energy connection. And it's on page 183. And you essentials for a positively energized relationship with food. And you go on to vitamins
A. But focusing in on the emotional stress, the ways to relieve anger, fear, and sadness.
Okay, what are they?
The ways to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, you've got to understand that you've got to recognize that you're on TNT, toxic negative thinking, that you're functioning on anger and sadness and anxiety. When you recognize that, then the book tells you what the right way to deal with angry feelings, the right way to deal with sadness. And I would like to indicate the process of grieving that we're all concerned with, even if it's not directly related to the hurricane and the storm, and the right way to relieve anxiety and worry and help fear. Because we don't function unless we get off this emotional stress syndrome. And it's important to understand that your brain and your body need energy to function. And we have, when you experience stress, to situations that anger and irritate and frighten and confuse or endanger you, it's your brain that transmits this information to your autonomic nervous system. And it's your sympathetic nervous system that takes over, and it is only supplying energy needed to handle short-term emergencies. And when we continue to be on stress syndrome, what we're doing is creating chronic emotional stress. That results in chronic illnesses. It interferes with food absorption. That's the food and mood connection. It causes depletion of vitamins and minerals and proteins that are essential for the brain and the body to function effectively. And this is what my goal is in the book. It tells you how we can eliminate and prevent chronic emotional stress because of what it does. It paralyzes itself. And I would like to have people understand that when I say the right way to deal with anger and sadness and anxiety, when I say it, it is brain writing, because why I'm referring to it, it's using your handwritten messages. It's using your hand to write what's on your mind. It's the hand and the fingers that move the pen to record the feelings, the thoughts, the ideas that your brain wishes to express. So it's important to understand that your handwritten messages, that your brain, that's brain writing, that your brain wishes to express is the fastest way to relieve angry, sad, anxious feelings any time of day or night without the risk of personal confrontation or rejection.
Edith, give us an example. We've had this super flood. We've had this super storm. What? You see, we have to give them the tools now. Give them the tools.
The tools are paper, pen, and your hand, and you start to write. When you're dealing with angry feelings, whatever you're feeling, and people will say, I'm not angry, but are you annoyed? Are you frustrated? Are you impatient? Mm-hmm. Are you irritated? Are you outraged? Are you resentful? Well, write a letter to a person you'd like to see or talk to and let them have it exactly what you are feeling. When, where, what happened, what caused you to feel that way? After writing the letter, tear it up and throw it away. You've gotten rid of your angry feelings and you've made room for good feelings and pleasant thoughts, because you can't have good feelings and angry thoughts in your body at the same time. It's not
Edith, possible. I would like to suggest, too, that they light a candle. I have done this process so many times when I'm really PO'd about something, and it's just amazing. For example, all of you out there, I am sad. I am angry at the fact that people don't understand the devastation of Sandra. I'm sad. I've written myself letters about the death of my Helen, my sister.
Okay.
And it's a release. So
yes,
you just keep it simple. Now,
that's
darling,
right.
We are going to have to take a commercial break. We'll get back. And I think what I need, what I would like for you to think about while I'm doing the honoring all of my sponsors, because you do know that the show is sponsor-driven, some words that they could write down. Now, remember, get your pen and pad out.
Yes.
And what I love in her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, we're talking about your life. We're not talking about Joey or Susie. We're talking about your life. Did you know that what you eat determines how well you'll feel, think, and perform? So, Edith, while I'm doing this, think of a list of foods that they should be eating to neutralize the imbalance in their emotional and their physical and their intellectual, because that's the triage. of the body, and that they could focus on just a few words that will get them out of this funky feeling, because it's disastrous. So while I'm doing that, you're doing that. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You would call in 347-637-3789. Call me at 847-882-8717. Email kathystudio, sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could log on to the web, kathywatson.com. C-A-T-H-I. I did mention earlier that this show is sponsor-driven. In our economy today, change is constant. It's always happening, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And is radio one of them? It might be. I don't know. But I do have to tell you this, and I hold firm. If you're expecting the floodgates to open,
gee, Kathy, I've been on your show for 3 weeks, and I haven't heard any.
You're not going to. This is a process. It's unique because there are many facets to it that most people won't tell you about. It's a learning curve, and you're going to learn with me. And that's why when you call me at 847-882-8717, I'll know immediately if you're ready for talk radio. Because you see, it's my energy that goes out to you to develop you. If you're a business owner and you have a service or a product, you want to write a book, you want to do so many, that's what you're involved in. You don't know the psychology behind talk radio. I do. And if you're not suited for talk radio, if it's not a match, believe me, there isn't enough money in the world for me to put you on the air with me. You're just not ready for it. And where I don't embrace constructive criticism, because that in itself is very destructive, I will plus you and say, well, this is what perhaps you want to think about. And after you have evolved to that level, call me again and let's talk about and explore the infinite opportunities and possibilities of being on the air with me. It's so affordable. And I work with you. I'm your outside advocate. And then I prepare you for your radio debut. Did I pique your interest? Call me at 847-882-8717. Iron workers, what a noble profession. Choose a career, not a job. You want a job, go to a fast food chain. With Ironworkers Honey, offering a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. And then, you want to read a chapter in Choices? You want to read about Chuck Brazelton's My Life's Work from Frostbitten Toes to Fingertips? How he started from nothing, nada, the kitchen table. Now, he's the CEO of Brazelton Insurance Agency, providing insurance and financial services. Log on chuckbrazeltoninsurance.com. Call him at 847-882-871. No, that's my telephone number. 847-882-4800. And then log on chuckbrazeltoninsurance.com. And I spoke with Rika today. I handed her her book, the soft cover copy of Choices, awesome, inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Oh, you thought God parted the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. Oh, grasshoppers, you have no idea. It's in Kindle, soft, hard, and Nook, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. She was ecstatic. She just lit up and said, oh, by the way, she was organizing a trip into Chicago. If you're bored and lonely, Joan Fault, call your park district, log on HEParks, heparks.org, or call Rika at 847-885-7500, extension 626. And they were congregating in the lobby of the 50-plus. The consortium was taking a trip into Chicago, a blast from their past. And they were so excited. And they were dressed up. And they were chattering. And there was so much, the energy was so great. Very positive energy, Edith, positive. So, pick up the telephone. Reach out. Park districts, senior centers, and libraries. And Greg McIntyre, our CPA, if you have a query about your finances, 847-255-2012. Or email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. And Stefan, you've heard me say so many times that we've lasted longer than most marriages, but that's a good thing. His products are second to none. You don't have to pay $100 to $30 for the collagen night cream. Duh. And I've been using it for 39 years. Call him at 800-257-7774, extension 14, or extension 18, talk to Madeline and or Tracy. November 1st. Hey, did you get through October? Did you have any money left over? Oh, you had more months than money? Then call L&J Services. She has the formula for living a healthy, energetic life. 800-675-7022, and she'll help you with your bottom line, residual income. You know, money that's working for you while you're sleeping? And remember I told you she's the gal who, corporate America, she walked in, she said, I quit. I am tired of making you guys look good. I am building my own business. And today, after perseverance, no guts, no glory, she gets a check every month, four figures. How sweet is that? And then there's Joan Sippage, vocalist extraordinaire. To hear her newly released CD album, It's Magic, featuring songs of the 30s and 40s, and you'll hear her sing her original composition, It's Never Too Late, lyrics and music. She never thought she could do that. It's magnificent. Log on, Joan Sippage, SIPICH.com. And then we have Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, counselor and educator. And we're referring to her book today. It's available at Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, Barnes & Noble. She has simplified your life. Because of its simplicity, you're thinking, oh, it can't work, it's too simple. Well, that's one of the old archaic myths that you have to get rid of. If you have to really put elbow grease to it, if it's daunting and if you're trying, you're not going in the right direction, because when it's right, it's just like a love affair. So her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book. It's so simple, and it's fun. It's a reference book. We're going to change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles. Positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on www.enamm.com. You may email her at ensharesmile@aol.com. Her self-talk, over and over and over and over again, brought her to survival mode. Remember, she has survived. This remarkable lady has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. So now, having said that, look in the mirror. How is your life going? Are you happy with what you see? We're here to help. And remember that if you, this call to action, imagine being heard on Live Talk Radio with Kathy, 847-882-8717. And get Edith's book. It is remarkable. Now, Edith,
yes?
Microphone back to you. What
thank
words?
You.
Keep it, you know, even I, the more simple it is, the more my brain is going to accept it.
Yes, yes, yes. And the power of words and paying attention to the words that we use is fundamental to getting rid of all emotional stress, keeping it under control. And you did not indicate that, yes, I am going to be 87 this November. Last November, my birthday was exactly on Thanksgiving Day, and I have a lot to be thankful for. So I have many, 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 many years of experience, and this book, although I have written 6 others on stress management, is the most unique, comprehensive approach that is to be had. And it's from my unique experiences. You were asking me before we had the break, words that will help. Well, just trying to make it simple, because the brain operates at the rate and speed of 60 miles an hour, and it's stimulating the brain that will help to make for change. So if you... I call it the right way to help worry, doubt, and fear to disappear. When one is concerned with what-if questions, what if this happens, what if that happens, they're anticipating pain in the future, and we don't have a crystal ball that will give us the answer, because we don't know from moment to moment what is going to take place. So spending time on what-ifs is futile exercise. My suggestion is change what if to even if. I say yes, write out what are your what ifs question. You want to get rid of what is worrying you. However, you change what if to even if. An example is, what if I am going to make a mistake? Well, change the words what if to even if, then complete the thought with these positive words, and I'm going to give you a list of them. What if I were to make a mistake becomes, even if I were to make a mistake, I'm still okay. I am not a failure. Even if any other concerns that you have were to happen, fill in that blank, even if such and such, what scenario it is, I can handle it because I choose to believe that I have the inner strength and power to deal with whatever happens. I'm going to repeat that again and hope you've got it in writing. I can handle it because I choose to believe that I have the inner strength and power to deal with whatever happens.
Edith, sidebar,
yeah.
Perhaps you could continue on with this, write yourself a little note to continue on to the power of words tomorrow.
Yes.
When we complete our survey of our promotional on Sandrushka, I promised everyone that at the closing of the show I would accommodate and refer to the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Let the season begin. And we're going to begin with busyness, busyness, busyness. And this is where so much of the stress comes in.
Uh-huh.
So all of you out there, pen and pad out, pick up your mirror. Edith will be back tomorrow to give you more insight on the words to choose that will literally change your life.
Yes,
but right
yes,
now,
yes.
Don't fall victim to the busyness of the holidays, trying to get things done, hurry, 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 hurry. But I'm asking why. Why not take a proactive approach to the holidays by limiting yourself to what you want to do and say no to activities, demands that stress you out?
Mm-hmm.
And the power of giving thanks. I could never understand. See, holidays never did stress me out. And I don't know why it does other people. We're coming up with Thanksgiving. We have Veterans Day. And then, of course, Christmas and then the New Year. So this month we celebrate the oldest American holiday, Thanksgiving Day. Now, turkeys are an integral part of the dinner, but shouldn't giving thanks take precedence? Yes, I know it's a time for gathering together in groups of family and friends. Gratitude is large and a powerful energy field created by the expressions of thanks by everyone in the world. You have to tap into this dynamic energy field. And how do you do it? Is to simply be aware. And simply, I didn't say it was involved, giving thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He knows what you're thanking him for. Thank you, God. You see, the mind could only hold one thought at a time. Unfortunately, most of us do not give thanks enough. So much is taken for granted. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Are you in joy now? Are you in gratitude now? Are you happy now? Do you feel good now? Do you say grace before a dinner or a meal? The law of attraction. The law of attraction. Now remember, what we dwell on, the universe doesn't give you what you will give you what you dwell on, but what do you wish for? What we put our attention on tends to expand in our life. Did you get that? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow, what you plant. How does your garden grow? If you plant a tomato seed, what do you think you're going to get? Corn? No. For 24 hours, get your pen and pad out. Write down how many negative words you've used or negative thoughts. And when it comes up, just say, I cancel that. That's not the truth for me. I am a winner. I am amazing. I am. The I am. It brings it right down, right now, to the core of who you are. The law of attraction only works when you, within the full depth of your desire, believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're stuck, honey. You ain't going anywhere. So think about what's happening in New York. Send positive energy to them. You've been listening to Live with Kathy. Edith, you have a couple of seconds to give your final devotion or blessing.
Okay. I say live moment by moment. Don't go past it. Live in the moment, which means today, and make the most of each moment. Yes, That is our responsibility, to make sure that we're not spending time and energy fruitlessly in past things that we can't change, or spending time and energy anticipating the future, which we cannot forget.
Thank you so much, Edith. We're at the end of the show. Thank you. Listen in tomorrow. Edith will be back on the air. Remember to always be in your most powerful elements. This is Kathy. Au revoir.